All right, we're back on RP Plus Regent Park Radio. Just for a side note, I hope everybody had a great Canada Day weekend. And to our southern listeners in the, you know, US of A, happy Independence Day. Today's July 4th, man. It's July 4th. They go crazy down there. But anyways, today we have in the studios, 88.1 Studios, CKLN, we have Carrie.
Hi.
We have Diane.
Hello.
And we have Raven.
Hey, hey.
And these three wonderful people, very attractive too, all came today to promote a play going on. It's called She Never Bought Me an Easy Bake Oven. Hope I said it right. And this is going to be part of the Fringe Festival. Yes, that great festival. Not you know, the cans or anything. This is Fringe. It's way better, man. So they'll be kind of doing a little sample of it, so we can get a sample of it. But if you guys want to say anything else about it first, like Carrie, I'm going to direct this question to Carrie. How did this play come up? Who wrote it and stuff?
Well, Trisha Williams and I, who are the producers, we had an idea that we wanted to explore the whole mother-daughter thing.
Yeah.
Because our relationships with our mothers changed over the years.
Uh-huh.
And so we gathered a bunch of women together that we thought were pretty cool and creative. And we improvised a bunch of ideas, and people brought in stories, and then we wrote it together. And we created some scenes collectively with, like, song and movement and everything.
Song and movement, so like you're dancing and stuff?
Yeah, we have choreography in it, and we have a cappella singing, and we have a little bit of rap and stuff, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
So like, what kind of dancing do you have? You have jazz or?
Well, it's more like movement pieces. Yeah, like dance theater almost. Yeah, Raven has a piece where she gets to do some kind of jazzy, almost jazzy kind of stuff.
almost
jazz.
Raven, have you taken any dance lessons?
Oh, boy, I have when I was a young child. I did ballet, I did the jazz, and it's always been in my body, so I love to move.
So you can do kickball change?
I have been able to do quite a few. Yes, thank you very much.
It's hard, you know. It's hard to do kickball change, you know.
It is. I can do a grapevine, too, you know.
What?
Oh, no, we're don't.
Stand back.
I bet your dad could do the worm, you know.
I try. Lately, I've been trying to do the bounce, but my daughter seems to think that I don't have it going on. So, you know, it's kind of in the car thing when I hear music, you know.
Yeah. So what is your character in this play?
Well, we have different characters that we play.
You play more than one?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And I am a mother of a daughter.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, my mother has a daughter, too. So, yeah, I get a chance to play a daughter in the play. I also get a chance to play a mom in the play as well.
So did you use some of your actual home influences? Your own
I've used
influences?
Some of my experiences from the past, from my growing up days, and from mine in the present now with my daughter, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So are you guys ready to do a little sample?
Sure.
Sure. This one is called The Diary, and it's in the teenage section of our piece.
Hey, Mom, can I borrow the car tonight?
So? You want the bitch to lend you her car.
What'd you say?
I said, so you want the bitch to lend you her car.
Oh, my God. You were reading my diary? You promised you wouldn't do that again. You promised.
And what interesting reading it is. The bitch has been nagging me about my grades. I'm not like her. I'm never going to be a brainiac like her. Why can't the bitch just leave me alone?
Give it back to me. It's mine. It's my personal private diary. You promised you wouldn't go snooping through my things again. You have no right to do that.
I wasn't snooping through your things. It was right there in the open under the pile of clothes under your bed. And I have every right, Missy. I work my butt off to keep a roof over your head and food on the table and $100 sneakers on your feet and $50 Gap t-shirts on your back. And this is how you repay me? By calling me a bitch?
Mom, you know I didn't mean it. I was just ticked off because you're always on my case about my homework.
Because I want you to have the opportunities that I didn't have when I was growing up.
I know.
Don't you I know me? I have never seen such an ungrateful child. You are so lucky and you don't even appreciate it.
Because that's all I ever hear. I'm so lucky. You did this. Dad did that. I didn't ask to be born, you know.
Don't you take that tone with me, Jennifer. This is my house. And just because you're 16 and you think you're all that and a bag of chips doesn't mean I won't put you over my knee.
Just try it and I'll call the cops and have you charged with child abuse.
Go to your room right now.
Fine. Anything to get away from you. And I want my diary back.
You'll get it when I'm good and ready.
Whatever, you snoop.
I am not a snoop. Jennifer, come here.
That was it.
Oh, that was deserving of applause, yo. now that particular skit, right? That's like one of many, right?
Yes.
And okay, well, first of all, I was very impressed because people at Radio Land can't see what I was doing, but I was dying in the corner laughing because everything, like even this is a mother-daughter thing. It's exactly mother-son thing too, right? I mean, not that it's happened to me. I mean, people I've heard from, you know, people, you know, mothers snooping through their stuff, and yeah, no, not my mom. No, she doesn't do that to me though. My mom's listening right now. So like even right down to the part where you know secretly you say things about, I mean, a person would say things about their mom. That's what I heard, and then you know the mom, exactly this, you know, she pays for whatever she, you know, she brought you in the world. It's like, okay, yeah, well I'm gonna check your room because I pay for this room. I'm gonna check whatever, and it hit home. It completely hit home. So, like, how did your influence happen to this? So were you guys like, oh, we have to write this line, we have to write this line? How did that happen?
Well, actually, it was written by Tricia, right?
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, I can definitely relate to it because I have a going to be teenage daughter at the end of this month. So I do have to do my little bit of cleaning up in her room, shall I say? And if I find something, well, you know.
Why is it the moms have to clean up the room, right?
Well, we have to keep in check of what's going on. You know, that's the only way we'll find out what's happening in our teenagers' lives.
Uh-huh.
So we did a bunch of improv around, like, stuff that happened, in especially in the teenage years. And then Tricia went off and wrote the scene. And that's what we did for most of the play. Some of the stuff, like the movement, we just, like, developed it together, but a lot of it people would go off after improvising, or someone would tell a story and then we'd write a monologue based on it. So that's kind of how it happened.
So in that skit, like, was that the whole skit there? Was that one?
Yeah.
And then you'd go to like another thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So because I'm thinking, okay, where would a dance scene be? Like, where would somebody be doing like a kickball change somewhere? So like that, you just somehow implement that in another scene somehow, like another skit somehow that would be part of something.
Yeah, like we have a section in the play actually about losing your mom when she dies, and we do that through movement. So instead of talking about it, we do it with movement and music, and it's just a different way of exploring how to express something, basically.
Are you in any of it? Are you like
no?
Any performing? You're just
no.
Behind
I haven't
the scenes
acted
lately,
in
yeah?
a million years. Yeah, no. I'm the director, and I'm there all the time, but I'm not in it. No.
Oh. Do you like stand up to take like a bow, or like get like a limelight on you?
No, you never get a bow. You don't get the glory.
No,
just
nobody knows, eh?
No, my friends know. My mom will know.
Your mom will know. Yeah.
My mom will know. Yeah.
So what do you want to like people listening now who were probably, I mean you're probably gonna get a lot of the female kind of. Audience listen, like, yeah, mother-dad relationship, yeah. But what about, like, some of the males? You think, what would you say to them who were like, I don't want to take my girl to see this, you know?
Well, I think, actually, when you're saying how you're able to relate to a lot of it, I feel that this play is definitely universal in that sense. It's stories about relationships with parents, and there's something in there for everybody, you know, no matter on what level, no matter on what gender. And I think, actually, if, you know, guys bring the girls over to see the play, it'll be something that they can both enjoy and hopefully they can talk about later and just sort of go, oh, yeah, I see that from that person's side of view. I understand a little bit more about where you are coming from as the woman that you are and where my place as a man in your life fits into all that. Yeah. So I'm hoping that this type of play will bring that out. It's not just like, you know, like a chick play or a chick flick. It's like something that everybody can really benefit from.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to do anything else, or are you just going to plug it?
Sure, we'd do another scene if you want. We're going to do a scene from when the daughters are a little older, and it's called Expressions.
Sit down. That big day is finally here. The day that I've dreamed of. My little girl walking down the aisle.
Mom, you promised you wouldn't get mushy.
You're right. I promised. I've been collecting these things for you since you were a wee one. And now is the time for me to pass them on to you.
Is it Grandma's china?
No, sweetie.
Those beautiful pearls you wear when you and Dad go out.
It's not that.
I know. It's got to be Great-Grandma's quilt. You know how much I love that quilt.
Sweetie, it's something even more dear. These have been with us through the generations, and I take great pride and honor in passing them on to you.
Money doesn't grow on trees?
Isn't it wonderful? Not only is it practical, but it's true, and it makes you sound wise.
Who are you talking to?
I remember using that one almost every day during your teenage years.
You'll miss me when I'm gone.
One of my favorites, and your grandmother's too.
You'll be the death of me. I remember that one, Mom.
You can use that one on a husband, a pet, multiple children, and even a neighbor in a pinch. But never on your own mother.
Always hold your stomach in
and walk with your head up. And last but not least, I know that this will come in handy, and I hope that you treasure it as much as I have.
That's how young girls get nabbed.
Oh, Mom, these are wonderful.
I just want you to be happy. And remember, long after the wedding gifts are gone and the china is broken, these will keep on being valuable.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
Oh, man. Okay. She never bought me an easy bake oven. A hilarious and poignant exploration of the mother-daughter dynamic. It's at the Fringe Festival. That's right. Tickets are $8. Advance sales are $10. Tickets are $8. Advance are $10. I wonder if it should be the other way around. Like, if you're buying in advance.
Yeah, it's if you show up at the door, I guess you get it for cheaper because you, like, made the effort to show up a bit early and
I
stuff.
See.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, Toronto Fringe Festival box office. 862-2222. It is air conditioned. It's at the Helen Gardner Phelan Theater. Phelan, is that correct?
It's Phelan.
Phelan, 79A, St. George Street. Let's see, the next show is this Friday. Friday, July 7th, 2 p.m. Or if you can't make it to that show, Saturday, July 8th, 8 p.m. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, and if you guys want more information, just call.
You can call 963-5183.
963-5183. Very good. If you there's a website, huh?
We have a website. Oh, yeah. Very first time I ever had a website in my whole life.
First time. It's at www.angelfire.com/ON3/MADRIGAL Theater.
That's Madrigal.
Madrigal.
That's our company.
I don't want to say before people put a GLE or something, you know. But okay, yeah. So any last things you guys want to say, like come out, whatever?
Well, it's fun. It's a fun show. There's a lot of like laughter in it and like up energy, and I think you'd have a good time. So I hope you come up to it. Do you guys want to say anything else?
Just come out and enjoy the show.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, hi, Mom, too. All right, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to, I guess, close the show. Thanks for listening. I have to thank my techie dad, Vinny.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys come out to Sunday in the Park. Sunday. It's in Regent Park. It's a big, big barbecue, big picnic, fun. I'll be emceeing. I'll be signing autographs. Okay. RP Plus is brought to you by Regent Park Focus Community Coalition. If you have any information you'd like to ask, any questions, please feel free to call 863-1074 and stay tuned. Oh, what's this? We have a show. That's right. Gallery 44 Center for Contemporary Photography, 401 Richmond Street West, Suite 120. I have me and a whole bunch of other of my friends and Vin have some photography we'd like you to come see. It's from July 6th to the 15th, and the opening day is this Saturday from 2 to 5. So please stay tuned for Kenya McKenna.
RP Plus is a spoken word news show produced by culturally diverse youth in the Regent Park area. Produced by the Regent Park Focus Coalition, the show profiles the art and culture of young people as well as issues to do with youth health, the Regent Park, and other urban communities. Tune into the voices,
music,
and poetry
of urban community youth
on Regent Park Plus.
Tuesdays
at 7:30 p.m.
on CKLN
88.1.